from the mountain. I felt you there in the valley below. I see your love and your mercy guiding me home.
Good morning. Welcome back to day two of our five-day devotion series, focusing on mountains. Yesterday, we were doing Mount Sinai, and today, we are going to be doing Mount Carmel. Did you know that three times as many people die from diabetes as die from smoking? Did you know that the leading cause of lung cancer isn't actually smoking, but is your DNA? You could smoke for years and be absolutely fine just because of your genes. And did you know that fir trees can grow in the human lung? This was proved by 28-year-old Ayrton Sudorkis from Canada. There's some pretty cool facts, aren't they? They are, however, complete and total lies. But they are totally believable. I wonder how many of you sat at home right now believed me? Discerning between true and false can sometimes be very difficult. In today's world especially, it's hard to know what is truth and what is just a lie. But the idea of true and false doesn't just apply to a quiz or a questionnaire, but it also applies to gods, as we find out today in today's mountain, which is Mount Carmel. And it's where Elijah challenges the prophets of Baal to a showdown. Where Elijah is challenging a false god. I'd like to read now from 1 Kings 18. Then Elijah said to them, "I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left. But Baal has 450 prophets. Get two bulls for us. Let Baal's prophets choose one for themselves, and let them cut it into pieces and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God." Then all the people said, "What you say is good." Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one of the bulls, prepare it first, since there are so many of you. Then call on the name of your God, but do not light the fire." So they took the bull and they prepared it. Then they called on the name of Baal from morning till noon. "Baal, answer us," they shouted. But there was no response. No one answered. And then they danced around the altar that they had made. At noon, Elijah began to taunt them. "Shout louder," he said. "Surely he is a god. Perhaps he is deep in thought, or busy, or travelling. Maybe he's sleeping and must be awakened." And so they shouted louder, and they slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until their blood flowed. Midday passed, and they continued their frantic prophesying until the time for the evening sacrifice. But there was no response. No one answered. No one paid attention. And then Elijah said to all the people, "Come here to me." They came to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord which had been torn down. Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes descended from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Your name shall be Israel." And with the stones, built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed. 2 seahs is about 11 kilos. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and he laid it on the wood. And then he said to them, "Fill 4 large jars with water and pour it on the offering and on the wood." "Do it again," he said, and they did it again. "Do it a third time," he ordered, and they did it the third time. Water ran down around the altar, and it even filled the trench. At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and said, "Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God. Answer me, Lord. Answer me so that these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again." And then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, the soil, and also all the water in the trench. As I said earlier, there is truth and false in life. It can be confusing to try and determine which is which. And as we've seen in this passage of scripture, they had the same problem 3,000 years ago. Fortunately, though, we get some clarity. The Father himself proves that he is the true God with those prophets on Carmel. In the passage, Baal is asked to show himself, and he can't. Yahweh is asked to show himself, and he does. The Father then and there demonstrates his truth. These prophets of Baal, they are worshipping a false god. They are trying to get something that probably doesn't exist and getting it to do something miraculous and wonderful. But it's all false. It's all a lie. Otherwise, Baal probably would have answered. However, God does answer. God proves himself in the face of true and false that he is the truth. And Jesus echoes this in his teachings in John when he says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. God, the God that we worship, is true. But don't just take my word for it. Read scripture. Look more closely at this passage in Kings and look at the life of Jesus. I'm sure that we will all find that God is truth. I don't know about anyone else, but I find myself lost these days when it comes to true and false. It's hard to know whether the news stories are showing all sides of the picture, whether the pictures on TV are real or on social media, whether that's true or just a computer-generated image. It's hard to know, for me at least, what is true and therefore what to trust in. I wonder if anyone else is the same. But that's why the God on Mount Carmel is so valuable and so important. In today's society, in this world where the confusion of fact and fiction are swirled around and mixed up, we have an anchor proving himself to be true. We have a firm foundation of truth on what we can build our lives. For me personally, that is a massive, massive relief. On Carmel, God proves himself as the one true God. He proves that he can be trusted. Father God, thank you for your truth. Thank you in the face of all opposition, in the face of all lies, you still stand strong. Thank you for the work you did against the prophets of Baal, proving yourself that once and for all, you are the Lord Almighty. Be with each of us as we go from this place, as we go out into the world. Help us build our lives on your truth and to be rest assured that whatever you say can be trusted. In your name we pray for your power and for your glory, Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us on day 2. See you again tomorrow.
inside.